Welcome to the next episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
Join us from Texas is our, let's see, what, how do you want to describe him? A basketball slash football fan correspondent?
He's a big time football fan. I was there for, what, Andre? What's his name?
He's a huge football fan. He's just a negative football fan. That's why we want him here.
He's that side of the Kentucky fan base that says they want more. They want more.
I'm satisfied. Kind of like my wife.
Yeah. So what's going on, Chris?
Hey guys, good evening. Go fuck yourselves.
Hey, there you go.
Firing. All right.
Well, so what's our immediate reaction against Vandy? I guess I'll start it with it was ugly. I was there. It was windy. It was a nasty game. Obviously, we wanted more out of Wilson. Thought we'd see more out of the bye. And same old shit that we're dealing with them. But same time, Snell's back. You know, if you stick to the running game, yeah, that's what you're going to win it, and win it with your defense.
There's two things that wins championships: defense and running the ball, and that's where it's best at.
I mean, that's how Alabama won all those years. I feel like because you know they never really had a great quarterback. I think AJ McCarron before this year,
right?
And
game managers.
Yeah, I mean that's all you need. But Terry's even a game manager. I mean, what's your meeting?
Chris, I know you're Terry. I'm just going to get this one.
He tries really hard to lose the game. It's just the rest of the team's so good they won't let him. No, I'm kidding.
Clear. He's like, go Vanderbilt.
No, he's just scared shitless. So he fumbles the ball and makes all sorts of mistakes. And that's why Eddie Graham won't call passing plays, because Terry Wilson is so fucking scared. He looks at an open receiver, and the open receiver's like, hey, motherfucker, throw me the ball. Terry Wilson's like, nah, I'm going to pee.
Knows that the pressure's on him, and now he's trying to do. Or you think he's just not making the throws?
I think it's a combination of things: lack of experience. I think he's kind of unsure, a little unconfident about whether he can play in the SEC or not. And he's shown that he can, so it's kind of like, dude, what happened? And it's been since the second half of the South Carolina game.
Inconsistency. He's very inconsistent.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's been inconsistent. I mean, I think all year, but do you go to Hoke now, or do you stick with what we got?
Yeah, I mean, do you think – I don't think Gunnar Hoke's the option, because let's be honest, our pass block is not very good, and Gunnar Hoke's a sitting duck.
I agree with Mike. I think you need Wilson's legs more than you need Hoke's.
But here's the problem with saying that and relying on Wilson's legs is, yeah, he's got escapability, but look how many turnovers he has. Look how many fumbles he has.
It's true.
Let me ask you this: if you make a change, why don't we just put Lynn Bowden back there? We'll give our best athletes the ball.
He's not wrong there.
I mean, yeah, Bowden can throw a decent ball, not a great ball. He's not a quarterback.
But I think if you go with Lynn Bowden, you've just totally said, you've told Gunner and you've told Clark, you guys aren't good enough.
Oh no,
and
absolutely.
You've told Wilson that he is good. He's basically what you said at the beginning of the year is Wilson's better than, or Wilson gives us a better chance than Clark. And Hoke, and I've always said from the start, I thought Hoke was a better quarterback, but I think
Wilson's a better fit.
Every time I see a pocket passer back there, I mean Maxwell Smith, I mean you know who was the guy, Tolles. I mean every single one of them, man, they get killed. I swear they get murdered back there.
They're sitting ducks with this offensive line.
They're confident. That's completely rattled like a Cleveland Browns quarterback.
Yeah. So I think you finish out the year with Wilson. I think no matter what happens, unless Terry's just like starts throwing interception after interception, but I don't see that happening because I think we're going to run the ball more than anything.
I agree with Mike. I think we should just run it, but I mean, I think if you come out and you give Wilson, if he goes out there and he's because I mean, even Stoops said this week, I mean, this is the first time I heard Stoops say this too, was fucking, he's missing the throws. It's not that he's like getting bad luck or anything like that. He's actually not throwing the ball where it needs to go.
He's clearly criticizing and challenging Wilson. Clearly.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised to see the Florida game Wilson come out this week.
I mean, we're going to need it.
I'm surprised.
I don't know. Everyone keeps talking about this Missouri game, trap game, all that stuff. And I'm not so much disagreeing. So I don't know. I thought from the beginning of the year, this was going to be the toughest game away. Because of the fact that they had the best quarterback in the SEC, and that's why you go on the road and you gotta play a good quarterback. But I'm gonna tell you, our defense is a lot better than I ever would ever dreamed of. So I don't think they can stop Josh Allen. And if you get constant pressure on him, I think it's gonna be tough.
And let's not talk about Boogie Watson's had right. I think a sack in the past three good years. Games.
So. Well, but no, I mean, you have someone like you guys, Josh Allen, he opens it up.
With Terry,
Boogie's so good that you can't block
his running ability, but. You know, what do you do? It's like we were talking about last game. What's the point in running that much and, like, letting people stack the box? Take the top off every now and then.
Well, I agree. I think
we should throw the ball about 15.
I agree. 12, yeah, I agree. 15, five 10, shots 10, downfield, down. You're good.
Well, and if you're going to have that kind of offense, then I think you got to go with Hoke because if you're not going to use Wilson's legs at all, and all you're going to do is just line up and let's run it.
Over 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, and I think the two backs we have are more capable of splitting 25 carries each. I know it's a lot of running, but I think if you run it, then when they bring them, those safeties up, just launch it. But I mean, if you're going to have that kind of offense, and you're not going to use Wilson's legs at all, you're just going to simply just hand the ball off to Benny, and then have Hoke run it every now and then or whatever, then just play Hoke and let him just toss the ball up. Whoever can throw it the farthest, let him play.
That's another small complaint I have, not with the quarterbacks, but I don't know if you guys have paid attention to A.J. Rose, but literally every time that dude comes in, he's getting 4 or 5 yards.
Oh, yeah. He's a beast.
Oh, he's going to be great.
I wish we had a set where we had both of them in there at the same time.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that. I mean, at least it keeps that defense guessing.
Which way. I mean, you can still stack it with 8 or 9, but then they're guessing, oh, is it going AJ to the left or, you know, Benny to the right? They don't know what's going on, or is it going to be Terry?
I mean, here's the other thing I get from Bandy, too, man. The refs took away a kickoff return, which was the biggest bullshit call. I seen that from the stands. It was like, wow, that's a terrible call. And they also took away, we also missed a field goal, which they need to go get past Butler and just go on to the freshman.
Right.
And then there was another play where we had a short field and they called it back. It was an interception or some of sorts or something like that. But I think if those, especially the kickoff, I think if UK wins 28-7, are we even having a conversation about Wilson again? Or are we just saying, you know what, it's winning? You know, I think it was ugly fashion. And I think Kentucky went very vanilla in Vandy game because they don't want to give up shit because they want to save all their stuff till Georgia. But we got to get to Georgia first.
Yeah, we got to get through Missouri.
So well, if you're tearing down Wilson's confidence in the process, what's the point? And making your wide receivers unhappy, which Stoops alluded to as well. The receiver room is unhappy. Tight end's got to be unhappy. You have one of the best tight ends in the nation. You're not giving him the ball.
CJ Conrad's been unhappy for like 3 years now, 4 years.
That yeah, I mean, but CJ, I know everybody says that with CJ, but at the same time, CJ's the best thing, best quality about CJ is he's a damn good blocker.
Oh, he's a hell of a blocker.
I mean, he's going to go to the NFL and be a blocker, and he'll probably catch a lot of balls, but he's more of a blocker. Like we talk about great tight ends playing in Kentucky, which there has been quite a few. I mean, James Whalen and Tammy. Yeah, I mean, you've had some quite a few, but Tammy was more of a receiver, and I always look at CJ as more of a blocker, but that can catch balls out of the backfield, but that's just me. But all right, so what are you thinking going forward?
Who, me or Mike?
Well, it don't matter. Whoever wants to shoot it first.
Right? Think about Kentucky going forward. What are you talking about? 3 to 5 years or the rest of the season?
No. I'm saying like the rest of the season. What do you want out of the rest of the season? I mean, what's the expectations for you for the rest of the season going forward? Or just going into this weekend? I
mean,
what are you expecting to see in Missouri?
So my expectations and my wants for the football team is it's solely based off the big picture. It's clear. Lack of passing game, lack of explosiveness, not giving the ball to our playmakers. It's making our current players unhappy, which is going to cause dissension. I mean, it's bound to. But it's also hurting recruiting. I'm sorry, but you're not going to win in the SEC with Akron-level skill guys. And that's who we're fighting right now for skill guys. Like, nobody wants these dudes. They're under the radar. Their parents are already saying, yeah, that's the reason. They're not throwing the ball to anybody. So everybody can say winning is great, and, you know, why don't you just be happy with winning? But look at it from the big picture. Where are we going to be 3 to 5 years from now? You can't win Wisconsin in the SEC.
Let me throw this out at you. Probably two of the best receivers in the NFL the past few years, Demaryius Thomas, Calvin Johnson, both of them went to Georgia Tech. I mean, we'll still get the Georgia Tech skill players.
But Georgia Tech was throwing it up. I mean, they run it
and
then throw it up.
And Georgia,
those guys were experts at that. Yeah.
So I think that's what we need to get to.
I don't know. I think Kentucky doesn't need to be all the way one-dimensional, but I mean, Wilson we basically gave that game to fucking Texas A&M.
Right.
And we could be 7-0 right now, mm-hmm. sitting with Terry Wilson throwing 18 yards against Vandy and having – I think he's only had – the only game – he's only – the most he's throwing for in a whole game is 151 or some it's, shit. And that was against Florida. But I definitely think we're 6-1 because of Benny. Yeah. But we're not 5-2 because of Terry Wilson.
Right. I think we keep running the ball until somebody stops it.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt stopped it.
Yeah. I mean, he's right. I mean, they kind of stopped it. But then when they just put it down and started just giving it to Benny all the way down, Benny was. But see, the thing is, Vandy doesn't have the depth like Georgia.
So what happens when we run into these teams that do, a la Texas A&M, Georgia, Missouri?
Yeah.
Well, Texas A&M, we don't really know if they stopped because Benny was averaging 5 yards a carry. We outcoached ourselves at A&M.
Yeah, absolutely.
A&M is not because we're one-dimensional. It's because we tried to be what we're not.
My whole point, I love Dorian. Since he's been here, I've always said he looks like an NFL football player. And I like Lynn. You know, he's awesome. But outside of that, when I watch games, I think that the reason I think we continue with Terry no matter what is because I don't think our receivers can get open outside of Bowden.
There's not a whole lot of open.
I think, and what I'm saying, what makes an average wide receiver core look good is broken fucking plays. You know what I'm saying? Like guys that go out of pocket and basically receivers come up and get broken plays. I mean, our receivers are not getting open. If you pay attention to games, Lynn Bowden is.
But how open?
The rest of the guys SEC are not though. Getting open.
Said, how open are you going to get in the SEC? You're getting maybe 2 or 3 yards. That's open in the SEC.
That's true, and you gotta have a quarterback throw in there.
But we probably aren't getting 2 or 3 yards most of the time, other than Bowden.
Yeah, but how many SEC teams are like Alabama, where they just launch it everywhere? Florida, maybe Mississippi State. I mean, but most teams they win by running it, and I mean LSU's done it for years, win by running it, and then they have a good quarterback defense. And good defense. I mean, yeah. And I think Auburn. Remember that? Yeah, Auburn a couple years ago, Gene Chizik probably did the job. They went to the national championship game, they lost. All they did was run the fucking ball. They didn't throw it at all. They ran it. Just ran it.
Yeah.
Ran. They ended up losing the championship game, but they got there. They beat Alabama along the way as well. But I know the game's changed. I know that when you play in Alabama, I mean, and you have a quarterback throws 18 yards, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get fucking killed.
A new ass. That's what you're going to get after the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I like us going forward. I think we're going to win at Missouri, but it's going to be close.
I like a win at Missouri. Georgia is going to be close, but we'll see.
I'm not trying to get ahead of us, but regardless, I think that Georgia game is going to be the biggest game because I think Georgia is going to kill Florida. I mean, my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, what do y'all think of that Georgia-Florida game?
I like Georgia.
Yeah, I think Georgia's way too much hype. Their quarterback, Felipe Franks, is not impressive. Their skill guys are not impressive.
No, that guy threw more balls to our guys than his own guys. Right.
No, Florida. Nothing about Florida has really impressed me this year.
They have a really good coach. I mean, Dan Mullins is a really good coach. I mean, gets me worried going forward.
In 3 years, we got to be able to compete with Florida because they're going to be one of the top dogs in the SEC.
I mean, the team that's got to be worried more than anyone is South Carolina. They're about to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, because they were he kept it going. I mean, you know, we've been saying this about Muschamp in South Carolina for years. Overrated as fuck. They just overrate it. They kept saying this year they're gonna be 9-3 and stuff. Me and Mike were calling that at the beginning of the season. The South Carolina's most overrated team. Yeah, I mean, they were 9-3 last year because of their schedule. More than anything,
they're the new Kentucky.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they're gonna be stuck in limbo. Mm-hmm. I mean, because everyone else has come up, and they've just stayed the same. So, but to wait to see. I mean, you know, we'll see. Next year and stuff, but I really like Kentucky. I'm proud of Stoops. I don't think anyone's saying that he's not a good choice for us right now. I think that's crazy to me. I've been seeing stuff all week long when guys talking about, you know, Stoops needs to fire Grand, this and that. I'm not so much disagreeance with Grand, and his offense has been really terrible. I mean, he's had some head scratcher play calls. I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, what was that?
Right. But it could just be that we might not have the quarterback that he wants.
Exactly.
I don't think he's developed. Yeah. There's some sort of developmental problem going on here in quarterbacks.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think Terry Wilson's better than Steven Johnson, but see, Steven Johnson had a heart that was bigger than anyone.
He didn't care if he threw a pick. He was going to throw a pass in there. He didn't hesitate. He was decisive on everything he did.
He was never rattled.
So exactly. Yeah. He had gigantic balls, and he would just take a shot.
Yeah.
Enormous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I don't know, man. I am worried about this weekend. But I think, like I said, I think even if we lose, we're still playing for the East next week. But it just makes the game a little bit bigger for that. I mean,
you know, drop a couple.
Because, I mean, essentially, you should be rooting for Georgia this week because Georgia beats Florida. Florida's eliminated. Florida's eliminated.
Yeah,
because then it's not. Well, I looked up this week the three-way tiebreaker. So if three-way tiebreaker, it first goes to your record against the East, and then it goes to your record against the West. And obviously, then you always talk about head-to-head matches too. So if we all three beat each other at the end of the day, if we just lost to Florida or whatever, or we just lost to anyway, either way you cut it. If Georgia beats us, if we don't beat Georgia, we're going to lose tiebreaker, even if Florida beats Georgia, because it's weird. How did I put it up last week? It's really weird how it's all set up, but it would ultimately be Georgia.
Which will be better than Florida, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Wants Florida God, if Florida makes the God, could you imagine that?
Especially because their fans just push out on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Their fans are just bowing out to me this week. The funniest fans online are the Tennessee fans. Like, they are the most delusional fucking group I've ever fucking seen.
Well, we have Peyton Manning. We're going to be good next year. National champs.
I still cannot believe that they had SEC power rankings after they beat Auburn, and they put them at four, and they put us at – no, what was I wrong? No, they put them at number three in the East. They put us at four. could you fucking believe
it? The second one of those programs, an okay win, we get no love.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh yeah. Even if we beat Missouri this week by 14, they'll say, "Oh, Missouri's they're not
very good."
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. Until Kentucky goes out and beats Georgia, I mean, we went down in the swamp and beat Florida. I mean, I don't give a fuck if it's a 0-12.
Dominated.
That's like the hardest place.
To Dominated.
Win. They're like around the country right now, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't see how they're ahead of us either. I don't get that shit either. It's because only maybe the LSU win looks good, right? So, but
I went over that looks really good.
Yeah. No shit. But yeah, man, I don't know. I'm excited. I don't know how you guys are. Y'all really worried.
I'm worried just because I'm used to let down, but I think we're the better team.
Yeah.
I think there's no reason we shouldn't go in there and win by 14, but I'm worried just because it's Kentucky football and they like to let me down.
How about you, Chris?
Yeah, I agree. The one thing that makes me feel better is Drew Locke's statistics against SEC teams. So he looks really good against non-SEC teams. As soon as he plays against SEC teams, hot garbage. Tons of turnovers, inaccurate, indecisive. You get pressure.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bad. Look it up after this. You get pressure on him as an SEC team, he can't do it.
I also like that we've beaten him three times now, haven't we?
Yeah.
I don't think he was at least once.
Well, we beat him. Yeah.
But we're beating him three times in a row now.
Well, last year we went down there, we killed him.
Two years in a row.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm getting excited. I think, like I told Mike earlier this week, if we don't finish 9-3 or 10-2, I'm gonna be really disappointed. I don't know if you get 8 wins this year.
If we get 8 wins, it's a step in the right. I mean,
no. I think it's a disappointing season if we only end up with 8.
Yeah, because our defense is so
good.
I mean, it's
the best defense of our life.
It seems like every Kentucky team, there's like one weakness, one Achilles heel, and now this year it's the fucking quarterback position. I mean, it's been the quarterback position the last 2 years. We've really kind of wasted Benny's talent with a bad quarterback. And I have nothing against Steven Johnson because I loved him. You know, he's one of my favorites of all time because of his heart and brought this program to where it's at.
But he's also overachieved.
Yeah, absolutely.
We overachieved the past couple of years because of our quarterback play.
But, I mean, you can't even say this too, Chris. You know this, that how many good quarterbacks have come in here that's highly talented that came in and they just lost the sauce or they transferred. Hell, fucking Barker's not even playing anymore.
Yeah,
it's back. We had Morgan Newman, a 5-star.
Yeah, I mean, the development of quarterbacks has been pretty
awesome. And we took him for granted, for God's sakes.
Yeah, maybe right. But I mean, I don't think he was ever okay since he hurt his back. But whatever, you know. It is what it is. I mean, they got like, that Clark kid was supposed to be really good coming in.
I would like to see. I mean, two Ohio championships.
Yeah, I mean, and I do like Hoke, and I've always said Hoke's got a better quarterback, or is the best quarterback out of probably all of them. But he's one dimensional himself.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a one trick pony. So, but
I think Clark gives us. I think Clark next year gives us the better chance, unless Terry just amazingly develops.
Yeah,
I think it's Clark.
I don't see Terry after this year. If Benny's not back there, Terry wouldn't even be on the field.
Nope.
Right
now. No, he wouldn't.
Because because all the coaching staffs this point that we're 6-1. We haven't been that in a long time. You know, I'm going to be disappointed if we don't finish 10-2 or 9-3. But at the same time, if we win at Tennessee and win tomorrow, and we finish up 8-4 or whatever. This winning at Tennessee really gives us a conference like having a winning record in the conference, which would they have done ever, right? Or not ever since the 70s, right? 77?
I can remember, yeah.
77, I think it's the last thing they won with Kersey and Ellen. But I don't know, man. What do you think?
I think we finished 10-2.
10-2? I'm going to say 9-3, honestly. I don't know which ones. I hope 10-2. I'd be happy with 11-1.
Fuck it, I'll take the one. I'm 11-1. I'm thinking 11-1. I'll be one. I'll be the guy. I don't care. I don't think Georgia can stop our run. I'm that guy. I don't give a fuck. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You know, but I think we'll be 11-1 at this point. I don't think Georgia can stop our fucking run.
Jake Fromm can give our defense fits.
We'll see. He's gonna be the best quarterback we'll face all year, and we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, no, Drew Locke. Thank you. I mean, he's statistically.
If Kentucky makes Georgia turn the ball over and we take care of the ball and Terry gets over 115 yards passing, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think I agree. But just win this weekend, man. Just get that game here so we can, like, be the biggest game ever. I don't know how I'm going to be able to contain myself all week long.
Oh, man, if we win Missouri, I'm going to be –
lock on.
Shit myself for Georgia.
We start putting Locke on his ass early. That's a win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. The whole defense that actually ran. I mean, Josh Allen is the only player on the whole team that's not replaceable because his pressure. And he obviously talking about Boogie. I mean, it's talking about all these other guys.
Boogie's put up amazing numbers because you're so focused on Josh Allen.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Cash for the big old cat in his arm. And
yeah.
He might kill people with that. And I don't know.
Chris Oates isn't that bad of a player.
No, he's going to be fantastic. He is going to be awesome. So, all right. Well, I guess we'll wrap this up. We'll talk to everyone again. I guess I'll talk to you all again. Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. We'll do the show Saturday.
So, all right. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
And that's Chris.